got the vaccine. We can get back to normal. Let me inform you. Let's all get the vaccine. It's about community immunity. I'm talking unity for you and me. If Doc says it's good, trust me, it's good. Now let's all get the vaccine.
I'm the king of rock.
There is none higher. DMC, I will inspire. Time for us to trust and not debate. The vaccine, believe it's safe to take. 9 out of 10 people won't get sick. That's 90% effective and legit. This COVID thing is real and it will find you. It's killing our people. Let me remind you. Back in the days, there was polio, smallpox, back in the days. Measles and mumps, man, back in the days. But because of the vaccines, none of those days. Vaccines, they work to trigger immunity. 2 shots, we got antibody security. We gotta act now. No need to wait. Get your vaccine before it's too late. For real.
All right, I guess that stopped in the middle of production there. that was Run DMC's Daryl DMC talking about the vaccine and one of rap music's godfathers there. I guess Margaret Sanger's twerking in her grave for DMC there, the this whole, you know, and that's put out by Columbia University. That's, I found that interesting. That was on their webpage, where the Obamianists allegedly went to school. It is the 14th day of February 2021. It's Incendiary Radio on RBN. Haven't been here for a couple weeks. Last week, I hope you guys enjoyed the documentary, the small documentary I played. Really digging into the dangers of these PCR tests. You know, hell, Jim Stone and many others called this stuff out way back at the beginning when they looked at the PCR. And then you see the Egyptian kind of, I guess, hieroglyphs and so forth of people getting poked through that nasal area with a long instrument. Very fascinating stuff. But I wanted to get that in last week. The week before I was out of commission, I couldn't get to couldn't get to a place to do the broadcast in an effective way. What we're seeing facing us right now is, as I guess at an anthropological level, is fascinating, but it's also at a spiritual level, it's disheartening. Just to watch your fellow men and women, your fellow citizens, lie in the, megalomaniacal, fashion. The impeachment with that, probably top 5 slimiest Jews on the planet, Jamie Raskin from Maryland. caricatures could be written, and illustrated with this guy. This little punk Swalwell. I don't know what the hell the Democrats who orders these people to take these positions, like on the impeachment team. So Swalwell with Fang, he gets to go out. The guy should be thrown under the federal jail. He should be probably, when you dig into what he's done, the entire West Coast, like I've been talking forever, the entire West Coast political establishment, Democrats from Seattle all the way to San Diego, all completely compromised by this slush fund kind of garbage in, garbage out money system that goes through China. They're all compromised by this system. And Swalwell, this guy, if you'd probably dig into everything that he's done, he should probably be hung on the 8 o'clock news in public for his treason. And he gets to be a guy that impeaches, I mean, that is a House manager for the impeachment trial of Donald Trump. Now, you know, I've been doing a lot of thinking about Trump and how the kitchen sink's been thrown at him and how people use that as a way to almost shield him from responsibility for some of the things that he did. And, you know, I've been pretty even-handed, most of you that listen to the broadcast, with Trump. I haven't been a fanboy, but at the same time, I haven't looked to automatically throw the baby out with the bathwater. But this Warp Speed, which he went along with, and he, where the buck stops with, this looks very evil. This, you know, the Pfizer vaccine's the one getting pumped into the people all around me here in my area. I don't know of anybody that's played with the Moderna. And so this Pfizer, as we, those of us that have been digging, bad news for a whole lot of people. I know people personally that have had the second shot. As of last week, they hadn't had any real, let's just say, negative reactions. A friend of mine that had, let's just say, a pretty bad bout with whatever you want to call this SARS-CoV-2 thing, whether it was just a bad flu season, a bout with pneumonia that they're masking as SARS-CoV-2. This dude almost got thrown on a ventilator last year. And I guarantee, you know, but he had the wherewithal to say, don't put me on no ventilator under any circumstances. And he made it through. But he was, let's just say, out of commission for some weeks. But this same individual has decided to get the series from Pfizer. And he just got his second shot the other day. And he was feeling quite lethargic. And he needed to go home and go to bed the day after receiving number two. And so I'll be keeping my eye out on this test subject that's in my personal sphere. And so, you know, I don't like to look at people that I know in that fashion, but they decided to buy into the media, the gaslighting, the same media that ran through the second impeachment, that ran the false flag on the Capitol on the 6th. Now they are trying to put anybody in the pro-gun circles, the patriotic circles, libertarian circles, entrepreneurial circles, traditional Americana circles, into this category of domestic terrorist / insurgent, and they need to be treated as such, how we treated these people in other parts of the world. Now, what's fascinating is a lot of these people are so-called lefties, anti-war, and blah, 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 and they talk about Islamophobia here, and why don't you leave the borders open, and blah, 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 but then against their own citizens who they've known their whole lives that are born and raised here, they're willing to go ahead and pump the red terror right on to us, you see. Don't you love that? So Ilhan Omar can come on in, marry her brother, and do all her strange stuff. Rashida Tlaib, and all these people can just immigrate here into the United States and you know, embrace any kind of strange ideology. And if you say anything about them, you're a racist Islamophobe. But you white male American boy, you just want to love your country and you want to keep a hold of your firearms and the ability to protect yourself against both the government and the thug walking up the street. Oh, you're a terrorist, you scum. And we're going to get you. And we're going to mark you. And we're going to put you, we're going to slate you for extermination. See, this is all And we know who the progenitors and the ideological little hand ringers in the background are. It is, of course, first and foremost, the kosher Khazar thugs. Okay, this is the kings of the whole thing. But then they've got their little buddies that have infiltrated the Catholic Church, namely the Jesuit order. Okay, 1540, Ignatius Loyola comes out of these Marranos, out of Spain. The Jesuits as a synagogue of Jews, Edward Marcus, the book would have cost you hundreds of dollars to get it. Diego Lainez, all these folks that were, let's just say, cryptos hanging around in the Jesuit order. Then later on here in the more modern terms, you got Monsignor Escriva from Spain, the founder of Opus Dei, hanging out with all of his buddies, the Talmudic rabbis. So you got Opus Dei and you got the freaking gangster Jesuits, Poop Feces, a.k.a. Pope Francis, being a Jesuit. And these guys were all running this little collectivist hellstorm towards, let's just say, their most formidable foe, whom they see as their most formidable foe, and that's your cultural download from the founding fathers of the United States of America, Protestant based mostly, you know, your Renaissance type guys. Revolutionary, very, very, let's just say, schooled in the concepts of personal liberty and so forth. And look, we're all dumbed down right now, February 14th, 2021. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way. But we're all dumbed down, I mean, compared to these guys, our forefathers. But there's still that thing in us that they hate, which is the militancy, the ruggedness, what's left of it in us. I mean, the people out here whining about the cold now. I mean, gosh, I remember all of us kids running around in the 70s out in the cold like this for hours. We'd get all bundled up. We'd be out there for hours playing in this stuff. And then now everybody, you know, it's just, we've become so weak, and they like it this way because we've become like them. Okay. But you know, they've got this agenda here. This was in my notes, 2021 minus 1913 equals 108. Very interesting. And it's just my mind works in weird ways, but I'm looking at this acceleration, this cascading sequence of events, agenda, this horrible year in our country, 1913, 2021 minus 1913 is 108. There's your number 18, your 666 there, and so forth and so on. Where am I going to start? China. Okay, so they got all these front companies involved with the PCR testing. And as you heard last week, those of you that listened, what's in these swabs? Very, very interesting material. Not your just regular old cotton. It's your Morgellons type of fibers. And some of these companies that are sticking these so-called heroes work here in all the hospitals and so forth. And they set that crap up, okay, at the beginning of the COVID hoax. Heroes work here. We're all heroes. All the people, little nurses and CNAs and doctors, they all punk their little selves up with pride, doing their little TikTok videos while the freaking hospitals are empty. we're all heroes, aren't we? Yeah. And now you're the ones administering the death jabs. Yeah, you're real freaking heroes. You're such buffoons, you haven't even looked. I mean, and I'm not talking about the ones that are refused Nicks, okay? Look, there's some, you know, Alex Jones was covering today that they're reading reports that right now for the military, it is voluntary, the jab. And tons of military guys are telling the military, you know, overlords to shove it. Just like in places in the healthcare industry. So I'm not talking carte blanche here to everybody in the industry. There's some people that still got a Hippocratic mindset and so forth. And I get that. There's a lot of doctors off the plantation whistleblowing, getting their lives ruined and so forth. And look, I respect those people. At the same time, these other people were heroes, and we were willing to jump up and pop all these people in their arm with an unknown injection, not a vaccine, an injection. I like how the people are really watching their language. They're calling it a gene therapy. I don't even like using the word therapy because therapy sounds therapeutic. Let's just say gene tinkering. I like the word tinkering because it makes it sound like some asshole is just tinkering with your genes, and that's what it is. So it's a gene tinkering injection, GTI. There you go, GTI, gene tinkering injection. There, you can use that. I don't mind. So all these Chinese companies are collecting all this DNA, and you got these Chinese generals, Rick Wiles and all these guys been playing it, where they said they're years ago they're going to bioweapon the United States. That's how they're going to win. So now this Wu flu, okay, this thing comes out. Ain't nobody more dying. Even Tony Robbins' weird ass is blowing the whistle saying, look, people aren't dying any more than any of these other previous years. They're just flip-flopping the statistics. Pneumonia and flu disappeared. Amazing. And COVID's everywhere. And then we see all the people where they get blown, their brains blown out, but they had COVID. That's what killed them. The 45 slugged it ahead didn't kill them. So there's a lot of people talking about the race-specific type angle with this vaccine. Is it going to hit certain genotypes harder, or is this just a mass culling? You know, I'm seeing arguments, oh, this is aimed at black people, and other people, no, man, this is aimed at whitey, especially your kind of Christian identity, Israel identity minded whites. They're like, no, this is this. They're going after white Israelite peoples with this thing, blah, 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 blah. Black Hebrew Israelites and the black Muslims. You know, Farrakhan had a bunch of these, Dr. Judy Mikovits and others up there talking with the leaders of the Nation of Islam about this thing. I was watching a Judy Mikovits video, and she said a bunch of them went and had meetings with Minister Farrakhan and all his guys. And so everybody believes that this thing's aimed at them. Could it be aimed at everybody? When you look at the Gateses and the Ted Turners and so forth, is it going to hit some people harder than others? Possibly. Are they just going for numbers? Probably, is what I'm guessing. But, you know, everybody's going to have their own kind of chip on their shoulder about who this is really, really. Because, you know, you read the PNAC documents about race-specific bioweapons and all that stuff. And so that's always kind of parked in the back of people's subconscious. Well, who's this really specified for? Or is it just a call numbers in the herd? So you guys got to make up your own decision on that. I mean, I've got my own ideas, but it shouldn't be too long before we start seeing some action on that front, unfortunately. Now we got to keep your eyes out on this. The deaths from the jab, okay? This is going to... They're going to be used cover for the deaths from the jab by naming other variants. Oh, he had the South Africa strain. He had the UK strain. He had the Brazilian strain. And I can't remember who it was because I don't have it in my videos. I got like 11 clips and I got a bunch of tabs pulled up and I got a bunch of notes, but there's testing going on in the UK, South Africa, and Brazil, where all these strange strains are coming out of, by certain, let's just say, shadowy organizations. Okay, so the very same places they're naming strains as coming from, UK, South Africa, and Brazil, guess what? A bunch of these goons from these universities and pharmacological companies and so forth are doing tests in the same geographic locale. Isn't that brilliant? Isn't that amazing? Statistically, what are we looking at here? Okay. So we've got to look for when people start flopping from the jab, they're going to start saying, oh, they had the so-called variant here, blah, 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 blah. And then I was watching this Simone Gold, who a lot of people have questions about and so forth. But she was saying, look at all these people that get the jab. They're going to test positive for COVID. And the COVID numbers go way up and we're right back to square one. I mean, the amount of lunacy we're witnessing by governmental, corporate and NGO cabals here is just – it's over the top, and it's designed to be that way. Drive you in 100 directions, drive you into intellectual fetal position, just shut down and, you know, hold down the fort type, you know, mentality. This is what they want, and this is what they're getting from a lot of people. Let's see, 2018, the hedge fund billionaires were the Democratic Party's main bankrollers in the 2018 election. So traditionally, a lot of people think that the hedge fund guys are all more conservative, okay, and the big bank guys and the lawyers and so forth are traditionally run the Democratic Party. But I dug into some of this, and a lot of these hedge fund billionaires, they pump a lot of money into the Democratic Party, hence the Reddit so-called AMC, GameStop stuff and all that stuff. Ken, get clip four ready. Now, while we're on this, the hedge fund stuff and all that, I was listening to Max Kaiser, who, let's just say the dude, he's been right about a lot of stuff over the years, okay? And he talks about naked short selling. Now, I can remember deep in my brain where I did broadcasts where I covered naked short selling years ago. Okay. And Kaiser brings it back up. Okay. So let's listen to clip four. Go ahead and roll it, Ken.
Stock. But what this revealed, Alex, I think, was the existence now, definitively, we can talk about it, of naked short selling. Naked short selling is when hedge funds sell non-existent stock. They counterfeit sell orders. So in the case of GameStop, there was something like 2 times as many shares that existed entirely in the company's stock portfolio was sold on the market. So that was naked. And a lot of people have talked about this and said it doesn't exist. And the reason it's important is that it also dovetails into the silver story. So we've been saying now for years, the reason why silver doesn't really move the way it should is because there's an incentive by banks and Wall Street and central banks to keep the price of silver and gold cheap as possible relative to the dollar. And they do it using naked short sells. They literally sell, in the case of silver, 5 to 10 times annual silver production in one morning. And in one morning selling spree, they will sell 10 times annual silver production in these naked short sales or counterfeit sales to just bang the price down.
And by the way, I said 10 years ago, you've been coming on for 15, 16 saying that. Bob Chapman was always hammering that. This is now mainstream. Back when you talked about it, nobody talked about naked short selling of silver to, again, take paper that they didn't take delivery of silver and use that to artificially lower the price, which then allows them to hide inflation, correct?
Well, it allows them to keep the support of the dollar and to keep gold and silver away from people's investment capital, because if gold and silver were to really reflect the number of money that's been printed, and something like 30 or 40% of all the money ever been printed in American history has been done so in the last few years, right? So the money printing is off the charts.
So what would gold be conservatively right now?
Without the market manipulation, gold would right now be in the $2,700 to $2,800 per ounce level to be on the conservative side. That's where it would be without the fake selling. It's around $1,800. So it'd be $1,000 higher. Silver would be already $60, $70 an ounce without this manipulation going on. And so the GameStop in Wall Street Bets very blatantly exposed massive fraud going on with, in this case, Melvin Capital. That's a hedge fund. When Melvin Capital had unrealized losses of a couple of billion dollars, guess who bailed them out? Citadel Capital. Citadel Capital bailed out Melvin Capital with money that they themselves got in a bailout from the federal government last year. Who orchestrated that bailout? Well, could be one of their board members, Ben Bernanke, former Fed chairman on the board of Citadel Capital, who bailed out Melvin Capital, who covered those exposure to the short squeeze, as it's called, from the Reddit crowd. And now there's a lot of coordination going on with Robinhood and all these other trading apps all working together, which is called it's anti-competitive behavior, which is technically illegal, to clamp down on anybody who threatens the sanctity of these hedge funds. And the hedge funds and the folks who run the major funds like Citadel are, as Eric Holder said back in 2008, Alex, when under the Obama administration, he came up with what's called the Holder Doctrine, which states categorically that banks are above the law, that banks are too big to jail, that they enjoy a special status. They're systemically important to the economy, therefore a national security item. And
then a revolving door goes into that law firm in D.C. where he gets paid himself tens of millions of dollars. They get paid hundreds of millions to then represent those very same banks.
Exactly. So it's a revolving door between the public sector and the private sector. And a banker like Ben Bernanke is a great example. He went from being Fed chairman to sitting on the board of Citadel. We had Janet Yellen, who left being the Fed chairman, who gave speeches to Goldman Sachs and others for, we know, $800,000 she made in speaking fees. And now she's back at Treasury. So it's a revolving door. Yeah. They go.
Isn't this nice? Don't you just love America? Don't you love America, boy? Oh, these heaps. How they slap you around, America. Citadel. Ben Shalom Bernanke. Janet the Yenta Yellen. Eric Holder, the little Shabbos Schwarzer. Okay, his wife owns a building where they board all them kids. He's a real nice guy, ain't he? Oh, Eric Holder. Yeah, Black Power, Eric. You punk. You little Schwarzer. I mean, it's just so pathetic. It's like you got to laugh at it, because if you don't, it'll just, you know, make you pissed. And, you know, these people aren't worth my energy to get pissed like that on a certain level. To know about these things. Why do you think I find these little nuggets in like an hour long interview and then I write it down? I'll be like, boom, that's going on the show. You see, not a lot of people do that. A lot of people, they craft their broadcasts in other ways. Not me. When I'm listening, I'm on the run, I send myself a text, be like, boom, what time did that go? And blah, blah, blah. And I dig around and I find it. It sucks. It's hard work to go back and find all this crap. But you get these little nuggets like that with Bernanke sitting on the board at Citadel, and they bail out Melvin. You know, it just makes your head spin. I don't know what to say. This stuff's crap. Oh, where am I going to go? We're coming up on break in a second. You know, I've been looking at this Kevin McCarthy character. House Minority Leader. And I hear the music. We shall be back on the other side, and we shall continue. Incendiary Radio, RBN.
I find a fallen angel too wicked for her home. And together we will wander. Together we will roam.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I walk down my street, you see me home in the end. Now there's spray paint on the walls. I see a house that at one time looked nice, but now it is abandoned. There's nothing left at all. So why, yeah, must mean that our chance is flying. And when, oh, when, oh, will we ever see home again? And why, yeah, is it so hard to say goodbye? Oh, well, oh, well, at least I can still remember when our city used to be such a beautiful place. But now you can't walk down the street and things don't seem the same.
Well, I can explain this tragedy. It's called Marxist trash running your cities. That's why it's trashed. I've been watching a lot of these vloggers that just drive around, like in Vegas and L.A. and Atlanta, Miami, and our country's decimated, folks. Our cities are decimated. Okay. There's real no other way to explain it. They are destroyed in large parts. And you know, what's coming our way is not pretty. Okay. This, you know, X22, I love listening to Dave over there at X22, but it's just like, he's still holding to the fact that this is a large sting operation and, you know, they had to get all the information. And so forth and so on. And, you know, and look, a small portion of my psyche still holds out some hope that, you know, all these troops are in D.C. for some secret reason. And there's stuff going on in the middle of the night where, you know, they're raiding the tunnels under the Capitol and they're finding all the bones and the baby skulls and what all these people are talking about. I mean, I really wish that this was the case. And but then you're seeing their draconian lunacy, you know, emanating from the beast, from the belly of the beast in D.C. Active duty military troops to be deployed to these vaccination centers, NFL stadiums. Oh, the NFL. They're just so part of the community. You know, you got the rap, the vaccine rap from Run DMC, and you got the NFL. They're just going to open up the stadium so people can come in and get the jab. And it's just, gosh, don't you just feel the love? And then there'll be active duty troops there just to maintain order. They're not going to be there for any bad stuff. They're not here to take down any members of the Patriot kind of circles. Oath Keepers hasn't been infiltrated by FBI stooges, which I'll play if I get time. The whole raid on the Capitol, that guy from the Navy intel and the FBI and all this stuff with the top secret clearance, who's the big Oath Keeper that was arrested and blah, blah, blah. Oh, there's not penetration going on. There's not counterintelligence penetrating all Patriot circles and pro-gun organizations. We don't have Stasi forces inside the military right now trying to purge out Patriots and get them on their fast track out of the military to where all that'll be left is zombies and commies. And what was that, Spencer Rapone? Remember that guy that I covered, Italian guy? He was at West Point, I believe. And he had the whole communism thing inside of his cover. This is what the Obamanoids pumped into all of our officer corps and so forth. Remember Reality Winner? That's a big, heavy clearance, like NSA-level stuff. They pumped all these nutty Marxist kids into basically fast-tracking into places into the government. It's just nuts. And so, you know, X-22 still talking about the sting operation, and any day the Patriots are going to pounce, and this has all had to be done to do a war on and to smash the Federal Reserve and the private Western Central Bank. It's a mantra. Okay, oh, the private Western Central Bank, it's going to get smashed. Well, to what end? Wouldn't that be part of the Great Reset? So the lizards and chameleons can go along with smashing the Fed and jump onto the blockchain world system somehow. Digital, biometric, patent 060606, tying your physical activity into a cryptocurrency to where if you go out and you do your labor, boy, you'll get your credits downloaded onto your smart dust in your freaking head that was placed there by the PCR test, son. I mean, a couple weeks away from broadcasting really kind of crystallizes and clarifies things, you know. But back to Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. So you got Lugosi. Nancy Lugosi, California Democrat, Jesuit tool out there, Speaker of the House. Before that, you had John Boehner, another Jesuit Catholic tool, Ohio, Speaker of the House. You got Kevin McCarthy over here. Oh, another Catholic out of California. Okay, Bakersfield. Okay, he's the House Minority Leader. He was just the Majority Leader, but of course, through the fake election of 2018, where Trump and the Patriots, they got everything they needed from that election, you see. They got it all. General Flynn and all the boys, yeah. They knew what was coming in 2020. And now they got everything. Well, it's February 14th. And that, you know, and I know the talk about optics had to be there, and you know, it's they had to bring Biden in order to really crystallize in people's minds how screwed up the Democratic Party is, and so forth and so on. Yeah, and I get it. But you know, look, I'm watching it all, and I'm attempting to make sense of it all. You know, I would still love to see that there was some sort of big end game, Sun Tzu, you know, Bannon and Trump and all the guys talk about the Sun Tzu stuff, and when you appear weak, when you're strong, and when you're weak, appear strong, and all that, and you know, really thinking out the next five moves, and I get this multi-dimensional chess and so forth. Well, I hope something happens. You had all the Q drops and all these deltas talking about the Super Bowl and what would happen after the Super Bowl. You know, Trump got acquitted, and his lawyers came out looking like screwballs, and then they basically dropped the kind of hammer collage on them about all the Marxist Democrats with all their constant, you know, their talking points. I mean, it's so nauseating. The Build Back Better talking points of all around the world with Bojo and Biden and all the leaders, the same thing. It's like I just could not be part of this apparatus to where you have to go out and just talk this same mantras day in and we're going to fight them for this and fight them over here and Elizabeth Warren and it's just so disgusting. And I think somehow I hope somebody is actually orchestrating this and in putting these disgusting people up here on purpose, because if it's not on purpose, if there's not some grand plan by somebody to make the Democrat slime look like the worst slime that's ever existed, then we're really in trouble, because these people are like, you know, Lugosi and Raskin and Nadler. I mean, all these geriatric, like old school, just commie rats. This is what they have to offer. And then all their black sycophants like Fatso Stacey Abrams, CFR member, and Raphael Warnock, this moron preacher from Ebenezer Baptist Church. Okay? I mean, all these Marxist turds. I mean, it's just so – I mean, I hope that somebody is orchestrating this and putting out these people – in order for us to have some sort of a snapback, and all these people are set up for a big fall, because if they're not, and these are the people that controlling everything, it's even worse. Coming from John, one of the listeners, Biden's dark winter, this big national weather situation to stretch all the way down to Houston, forecasted to have temperatures as low as 9 degrees. A chance to trial run shutting down innumerable grocery stores to untold millions. You know, how you like what happened in Long Beach, where the city decides, well, these people are in danger. Coronavirus, they need danger pay, an extra $4 an hour. And so the chains out there is like, all right, shove it. We're going to shut down some of them, especially when all the hood rats are stealing us blind anyway. I mean, people are nuts. In Nashville, stores shut down abruptly at 5 p.m. today for the safety of the employees. The snowball effect in the food distribution chain could be a crisis they won't let go to waste. You know, food is a weapon, Henry Kissinger. The polar vortex. You know, this is the wussification of the United States. So, oh my God, temperatures as low as 9 degrees. Hey, growing up in the 70s, it was like that every frickin' winter. And we were rugged kids. We'd be out there for hours playing in the creeks, the frozen creeks. We'd go creek walking for miles. We'd be out there smoking weed, and it'd be like 0 degrees, negative 20 wind chill. I mean, this is the proof, though, of how America, like that big pile up down there in Dallas. People, they're just not used to driving in crazy conditions. And then these semis just smashing people, like, stop traffic at like 70 miles an hour. It was interesting to watch some of that footage. But yeah, the dark winter. It wouldn't be that dark if people would just remember, if they had memories and not these goldfish memories. Back in the day, it used to get real cold. You know, I was outside today. I had to jump a vehicle and I had to go back inside a couple of times. My hands straight up, you know, they got pretty jacked up. And it's cold, but you know why? Because I'm not used to it anymore. Like these guys that work out in the cold, these blue collar guys, these laborers and so forth, they go out in the cold all the time. They'll be out there for hours a day and they're used to it. They know how to bundle up. They know how to dress and so forth. We've just become so wussified. A cold snap comes through and everybody loses their mind. George Shultz, remember him? Dead at 100. Wonder how many transplants this guy had, or how many infusions he's had, or whatever. But this guy, one of only two people to have held four different cabinet-level posts. Okay, major role in shaping the foreign policy of the Reagan administration. And from 74 to 82, he was executive of Bechtel. Oh, Don Rumsfeld and him, real homies, huh? Bechtel. Remember all the water wars and all that down South America? Bechtel? Oh, in the 2010s, he was a prominent figure in the scandal of the biotech firm Theranos. Remember that? Continuing to support it as a board member in the face of mounting evidence of fraud. Theranos, oh, nice little kind of occultic name there. Initially touted as a breakthrough technology company with claims of having devised blood tests that required only very small amounts of blood and could be performed very rapidly using small automated devices. I bet you they were all into different kind of blood stuff. Princeton University grad, was a Marine during World War II, MIT PhD, taught there from 48 to 57, taking a leave of absence to take a position on Dwight D. Eisenhower's Council of Economic Advisors, Dean of the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business. He accepted Nixon's appointment as United States Secretary of Labor. Let's see. He was the first guy to use racial quotas by the federal government. Oh, nice guy, Mr. Shultz. Treasury Secretary in 72. Supported the Nixon shock. Sought to revive the ailing economy in part by abolishing the gold standard. And presided over the end of the Bretton Woods system. Went on the petrodollar system. Isn't that nice? And then he left. Then he went back to Bechtel. And then he accepted Reagan's offer to serve as Secretary of State. He held that office from 82 to 89. Pushed for Reagan to establish relations with Gorbachev. Well, Gorbachev comes over to hang out at the Presidio. where Aquino and the boys were raping little kids. Anyway, which led to a thaw between the United States and the Soviet Union. He allegedly opposed the U.S. aid to rebels trying to overthrow the Sandinistas using funds from an illegal sale of weapons that led to the Iran-Contra affair. And let's see, he remained active in business and politics, and he served as an informal advisor to W and helped him formulate the Bush Doctrine of Preemptive War. Real nice guy, isn't he? And he was on Bechtel and the Charles Schwab Corporation. He advocated for a revenue-neutral carbon tax as the most economically sound means of mitigating anthropogenic climate change. Oh, real nice guy. Anyway, just wanted to cover a little bit old Georgie Shultz, dead at 100. Gotta love it. Let's see here. Sheila Jackson Lee, our favorite little Congress critter from Texas. Real nice looking lady. Hardcore Marxist wench, anti-white to the hilt. H.R. 127, she wants to have you paying $800 per weapon per year for your license or 2 years, get a psych test, all the draconian gun crap. Okay, one of the most wacko gun proposed legislations that we've seen ever. Her and Beto probably worked on it, Beto O'Rourke. So a lot of people are saying prepare for a big Sandy Hook 2.0, something of this nature, a massive false flag with firearms. Anytime one of these goons introduces something sweeping of this nature as far as firearms goes, you can really watch a big false flag gun operation is usually right in near proximity. So keep your eyes out for a big gun false flag, and so Sheila Jackson Lee and Beto types can all pump the next round of gun, you know, confiscation attempts and all the rest. And Biden and all them are already talking, oh yeah, we're going to pump some stuff through Congress. We're going after them guns, boy. Anyway, let's talk body bags. So we're seeing these FedEx warehouse videos, okay? And allegedly it's full of body bags to the hilt, all right? And I've been thinking about this. Okay, so I got three scenarios for the body bags. Red Terror, number one. Okay, some catalyzing event that causes, remember your 2025 Deagle projections, okay? So we're due to for a big drop, literally drop dead in population, okay? Because if we were all going to emigrate elsewhere, then and look, this Deagle thing, it's not like it's biblical or it's not gospel. But they would project if they expected us to go elsewhere, they would project probably that the surrounding countries in the hemisphere or Europe and those, they would all get kind of a spike to go up, but that's not really the case. And so what they're basically saying is they're expecting a bunch of us to, bodies to hit the floor. So anyway, so you got your Red Terror, number one. Two is vaccine deaths. Okay, everybody's getting this jab. A lot of people are going to hit the body bags in that way. Three, a real plague gets released. Okay, and that's going to really kill some folks. And four, some sort of war, nuclear war, something of this nature. So I guess Keith from the preceding program wants to jump on and put something out there. But go ahead and bring him up, Ken.
I'm here.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to jump in here and add something to your George Shultz,
yeah.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay, when the Sandinistas threw out Somoza,
yeah.
George Shultz was involved in that. And this is because their dictator had fled to Florida. And after doing so, the Sandinistas, and now in charge of their own economy, built over a thousand schools and playgrounds. They cut their literacy by 10% for the population there. They cut their infant mortality by a third. And unlike America here, where the abortion centers are running at top gear, you know. But anyway, they abolished their death penalty. They allowed the development of independent co-ops that increased food production by over 100%, which was enjoyed by vast support of Nicaragua's population. And what's weird about this, though, is that the OFCON, Oxfam deal. The Oxfam said that it was out of 76 developing countries, was one of the largest, exceptional to its strength and the government's commitment to improving the condition of its own people and encouraging their active participation in developing progress. Now, where's George Shultz come into this? Well, as you were mentioning, his portfolio there. In 49, Shultz earned a PhD in industrial economics. Mm-hmm. And he said about the Sandinistas, he says it was a cancer right here on our own landmass. He says that no one should ever get the word here in America about what the Sandinistas had done because it would become a cancer. So, you know, this is why I always differentiate between two different types of socialism. There's ones where people work together, help each other. And even John Stockwell, a former CIA, who's still alive, I wish I could get him on my show. But anyway, he highlighted, like down in Grenada and stuff, where the people out on Saturdays, they all meet in the center or city square, and they paint their buildings and stuff like that. Far different from here. You know, there's got to be a state employee that's getting $25 an hour. These guys just do it because they love their towns.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And but anyway, this is the problem with how the U.S. goes in and they overthrow these governments and stuff. And a lot of these are functioning democracies, just like even in Venezuela. And people don't realize what's going on in Venezuela. Like with Venezuela was buying up Latin America's debt, and the banks had to put a stop to that. And the way you do that is, of course, now that Venezuela's in debt, you just stop their oil supply so they can't sell it.
Yeah,
it makes them a dangerous government.
Yeah, it's a complicated mess when you talk about self-determination. One person's self-determination is different from another's, and you can't always demonize it. All right, thanks, Keith.
I had my fair share of hard times.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.